remaining in the half. New Lisbon has it stolen by Burns. Here's Cody driving coast to coast, lays it up good, and he's fouled. Cody Burns with 7 points goes to the free throw line to try and make it 8. And it's 46-25. White for New Lisbon, they had whittled it down and had it to 16 just moments ago, but now Bulldogs are moving back in front. Got that lead now by 21, their biggest, and Burns free throw, it is no good. Rebound Iam, Devin goes in, reverse lay in, good. Devin Iam having a half here tonight. Ball comes in play and across the timeline to Lisbon, down to the baseline. They'll throw it to the corner. There's a 15-footer. Good. McCraffick has 8 points, 48-27. Bulldogs with the ball and will work for one at the end of the half. 12 seconds. Clary off the screen. Skips it down low. Pomerang back to Sammy. 8 seconds. Cross court for Caden Keller. Caden stops. Burns from the corner. Three on the way. It is no good. Rebound Pomerang. Back up at the buzzer, and it is no good. That'll do it for one half of basketball. 48-27. Ithaca leads New Lisbon after 18 minutes of area boys basketball tonight. Great to have you along here for area boys basketball, the start of a busy week for WRCO Sports. We'll be on hand with girls basketball tomorrow night and Thursday night, another boys game on Friday night this week. So a four-event week beginning it here tonight. The Bulldogs have played well, getting out of the chutes with 48 points in the first half, and Devin Iam leading the way. Looks like he already has, let's see, quick math here. Looks like 21 points in the first half. So big difference in leadership for the Bulldogs. They're up on New Lisbon, 48-27 at intermission. This is area boys basketball coverage from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Ithaca hosted its second annual alumni event. Basketball was played on Saturday night with some of the veteran players. I talked to Ithaca boys basketball coach Aaron Hipsch about how it went.
It went well. We had it was good to see. We had a good mixture of younger, older, and it was very good to see a lot of future or former classmates, former coaches, a lot of people that you looked up to over the years. But it was a good event.
Who won the games there? Do you remember?
I can't exactly remember. I know my team didn't win in the guys' game, but still a little upset about that, but we'll get over it.
But the plan is to do it another year then, I'm sure.
Yeah, I would say, and hopefully we can just keep building and it grows every year. It'd be cool to turn it into an all-day event, tournament style or something of that nature. But, it's growing every year, and it was only the second year, so we hope to only build.
Ithaca boys basketball coach Aaron Hipsch. Going in this week, the Riverdale girls basketball team will be very busy. They've had a good start to the After Christmas campaign. I talked to Coach Larry Swigum today about that.
We played our most complete game of the year right before our Christmas break against Iowa Grant. Ended up beating them by 33 points, which was really impressive. I thought it was going to be a really tight game. Got up early and were able to sustain all the way through. Then right after break here, Lafarge, we played on Thursday night. Definitely a sluggish first half for us. I think the halftime score was 18-8. But we were able to put them away, beat them 53-23. So very happy with that start. A lot of times long breaks make it a little difficult to get back into the rhythm. So we've got a really busy week ahead with basketball Tuesday and then at Southwestern on Friday. So.
We'll have coverage of the basketball at Riverdale girls game coming up tomorrow night during WRCO sports coverage. I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscoville. Napa know-how.
Well, well, well. Looks like your water's gone dry again, huh?
Aw, oh, shucks. This old pump's been sputtering around like a mule stuck in mud.
Sounds like you need Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Whether it's a pesky pump or a dry well, their team has over 50 years of hands-on experience. They'll have your water flowing faster than a rainstorm in July.
Well, that's a relief. I can finally stop taking bucket baths.
Ooh, that's good. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, servicing residential, agricultural, and commercial systems 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call 649-4488.
Yeehaw! That's my kind of service.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Why Connect Wireless, the local brand you trust, with unbeatable reliability and value. Why Connect Wireless is dedicated to keeping you connected. Love your phone and number? No problem. Bring them along. With coverage on the nation's largest and most reliable network, you get the speeds you need without the big carrier hassles. Plus, enjoy amazing customer service from a team that's right here in your community. Why Connect Wireless, the 5G network you deserve. Period.
Ithaca leading it 48-27 in area boys basketball tonight. A good half for Ithaca, building a lead to the current mark right now, leading by 21 points. And they matched their biggest lead there right at the end of the half. Looking at scoring for the Bulldogs, 21 for Devin Iam in the first half, 19 by Sammy Clary, 7 apiece for Casey Pomering and Cody Burns. And Houston Bolin has a total of 4. Leading the way for New Lisbon, 7 points for Siraj Gruel off the bench, and Evan McCraffick has 8 points. 4 for Austin Burnson, 2 for Sean Fowler, Carter Pfaff, Colby Pfaff, and 2 for Jude Keltner. No threes for New Lisbon in the first half. The Bulldogs make 3 of them. Ithaca 5 of 12 from the line, and New Lisbon 1 of 2. New Lisbon won the JV game 48-36, and here in the varsity game, Ithaca leads at halftime 48-27. And now the Filney flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. First of all, a win for the Wisconsin Badger men, 75-63 on the road at Rutgers. Boys basketball in the second half, Darlington leads Platteville 48-28. Wazika Steuben is up on Boscobel, 34-23 at halftime. That's in boys action. Mount Horeb 42-38 over Sauk Prairie as well. So some games, several teams doing the boys and girls basketball doubleheader. I know River Valley and Fenimore, that's boys-girls doubleheader, and Cashton and Lafarge, boys and girls doubleheader tonight, getting those in on a Monday night. And more teams are doing that. And I believe in at least one case might be a makeup game of one of the sports. So try to get that in and maybe even use the same officials in both games to kind of get it together and cut corners, or especially if you're having trouble finding officials. get them to do two games in one night, make them run the legs. And certainly some officials are doing that now with calling JV games, refereeing JV games, and then staying for the varsity as well. Ithaca leads in boys basketball 48-27 over New Lisbon. Halftime will be over in just a couple of minutes. We'll be right back with more from WRCO Sports.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral, supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ithaca leads it 48-27 in boys basketball as we get set for the next 18 minutes of action here at Ithaca. The Bulldogs doing some good things, especially out of the gate, and then maybe struggled a little bit in some regards as that went on. New Lisbon, they started shooting the ball pretty well. Got warmed up here tonight, and they've not had an answer for Devin Iam, and that's a big difference in the ball game tonight as he has continued to make hay on the inside. Ball comes in play, and the Bulldogs will have it first, heading from our left to our right. Pommering on the near side, Nelson in the middle, and then on the far side it goes to Iam. Clary catches, deep corner, looks, gives it back to Pommering. He'll drive, now Clary throws it low. Iam challenging, tough shot on the way, and good. Devin Iam makes it 50-27 in favor of the Bulldogs. New Lisbon working it to the baseline. A quick jumper on the way. No good by Josh Holman. Devin Iam with the rebound off to Sammy Clary. Clary crosses the timeline. New Lisbon doing the man-to-man defense here in the second half. There's a set play to the corner. Clary for a three on the rim. No good. And the rebound pulled away by Carter Pfaff. Pfaff will run it across the timeline. Bounce feed off to the right side. And the Rockets setting it up now, top of the circle. That's McCraffick. Back to Berenson, left wing. Now he'll drive. Scoops the shot up and good. Good move. Berenson's got six. That makes it 50-31. Bulldog basketball. Pommering crosses the midcourt line. Burns, deep corner. Fires it back to Pommering. Now Clary on the near side. Back to Burns. Three-pointer from the corner, and it is no good. Clary with a rebound in the lane. It's chopped out of bounds. It will be Ithaca basketball. Bulldogs with a big conference game with DeSoto coming up on Friday night. Burns inbounding the basketball. Fires to Pommering. Now Clary, deep corner. Three on the way. Good. Nothing but net for Sammy. He's got two triples tonight. 53-29. Bulldogs. Pass comes to the right side. Caught there. Tough shot on the way and no good for New Lisbon. And they'll chase down the rebound. Berenson had it. Knocked away by Pommering. Picked up by Burns. Flips it into the front court. The ball is lost and out of bounds off of New Lisbon. It'll be Ithaca basketball. Good hustle. And Ithaca gets it back. Cody Burns will be the inbounder. Cody holds it above his head. Looks to the inside. Fires a long pass to Clary, top of the circle, whips it now to Iam, down low Burns, posting up, tough shot, wouldn't go, and it's going to drive on the end line, and it's going to be touched last by New Lisbon. Again, it will be Ithaca basketball. Burns sets it up, throws to Iam in the lane. It's going to be blocked, shot up by Burns, blocked. And the ball out of bounds again off of New Lisbon. Good defense. Evan McCraffick had a block in there and also a knockaway by Austin Berenson. Bulldogs will get it back. Burns lobs it in. Pommering, left of the circle. Throws it inside. There's Iam. Fires it back out to Pommering. Pommering on a drive. Going to be called for 3 seconds. Kind of stopped and ended the move and didn't get out of there in time. So it goes back to the Rockets. Ithaca leading 53-29 in boys basketball during the second stanza. Pfaff on the right wing, drives all the way down deep with a runner in the lane. No good. Clary and Sammy trying to secure the rebound and can't. It'll be New Lisbon basketball along the end line. New Lisbon looking to work it in play, and they will. Caught here on the near side by Jamison Pfaff. Kicks it back. Three-pointer on the way. No good for Kyler Pfaff. Rebound Clary up to Burns. Burns on a double drive. Shot on the way and good. Cody Burns with 9 points, 55-29. Bulldogs get several in or around double figures tonight. Pass goes inside, knocked away by Iam. Picked up now by Nelson. Nelson up ahead to Burns. Cody will score again on the assist from Wes Nelson. That makes it 57-29. Bulldogs off to the races here in the second half. Top of the circle. That is McCraffick. Throws it inside. There's a runner up and good by McCraffick. And that will make it a 57-31 ball game. Ithaca ball. Sammy Clary slows the pace. Walks it across the half-court line. Keeps the dribble. Spreads it out a little bit. Fires it over to Pommering on the right side. Casey out of Sammy. Clary drives lane. Throws to the corner. There's Iam for three. It is no good. Cody Burns with a rebound. Put back won't go. They're going to call a foul on the Bulldogs. That will be Ithaca's first foul this half. That'll give it to New Lisbon on the out-of-bounds line. Both teams bringing in two players, Berkram and Boland for the Bulldogs. Fowler is in, and so is Colby Pfaff for New Lisbon. 57-31, Ithaca leading, 14-33 remaining here in the second half. With the basketball, the Rockets. Pass comes to the near side. Rockets working it around the perimeter. Looking inside. Clary knocks it loose, and Boland goes out and gets it at half court. Houston driving. Throws it low. Knocked out by New Lisbon. Saving a possible lay-in for two. It will be Ithaca basketball. And Aaron Hipsch uses a timeout. 14-16 remaining tonight. 57-31. Ithaca leading New Lisbon. An area boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
57-31, Ithaca in the lead here of New Lisbon, 14-16 remaining. Sammy Clary is the inbounder. Sammy looking, launches it in. Head fake, shot on the way, no good for Iam, and he's fouled on the play. Devin will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First foul on New Lisbon this half. And Devin Iam goes in to shoot. That's 23 points tonight. Free throw is good on the first one. 58-31. Iowa Grant girls leading Benton. 48-34 in the second half. Free throw in the air and good by Iam. Both are money. River Ridge has defeated Seneca 67-19 in girls basketball. New Lisbon with the basketball. Jamison Pfaff throws it. Free throw line right. Holman. Holman nowhere to go with the ball. Holds it. Looks inside. There is a nice post up by Berenson, and he scores. Well played by the Rockets. 59-33. Ithaca baseballing it the other way. Here's Berkram. Drops it into Ein. Devin will go up. No! Missed it. And the rebound pulled down by the Rockets. Bulldogs out on the defense. New Lisbon. Fast breaking to the baseline. McCraffick throws it now to Fowler. And around the wheel it goes for the Rockets. Over to the right side. Holding the ball up is Pfaff. Pfaff. Now to the near side. McCraffick. Looks. Nothing there. Lobbing it back door. And a turnaround shot for the whole block. Yes, and a foul called on the Bulldogs. Austin Berenson knocks it down. That's 10 for him. And he can go to the line to try and make it 11. That makes it 59-35, Ithaca. Devin Eim comes out. Wesley Nelson is in for the Bulldogs. And here comes the one free throw. It is good for Berenson. That makes it 59-35. Bulldogs with a basketball. Sammy Clary fires it off to Casey Pommering on the near side. Pommering down to the baseline. Slides it back now to Berkram. Free throw line right. Bounces it down to Wes Nelson, who draws a crowd, and he's fouled from behind. Foul is marked. That'll be on Evan McCraffick. That is his second. Cody Burns returns. Casey Pommering goes out for the Bulldogs. And in for New Lisbon, Siraj Gruel. This young man made an impression in the first half, 7 points off the bench. So he's back in the lineup for Coach Pfaff and the Rockets. Ball comes into Sammy Clary near the half-court line. Bounce feed off to Boland. Boland on the right wing has not used the dribble. Gives it now to Nelson. West reverses it. Burns throws it low. Boland posting up. Shot blocked and a foul called on New Lisbon. Looked like they might have got the ball. We're going to call a body foul on the Rockets, and that'll send Boland to the free throw line. Foul is on Sean Fowler. That will be his second. Free throw number one is good for Houston. 60-36. Second free throw now for Boland. Free throw in the air, and that is good. 61-36, Ithaca. We still have 12:46 to go in the game. New Lisbon walks it across the timeline. Setting it up is Colby Pfaff. Pfaff throws it right side. Caught there by Holman. Back to the corner. Three-pointer New Lisbon. It rims off there. The rebound pulled out by New Lisbon. Berenson throws it low post. Nothing there. Pfaff gives it back. Berenson trying to go back door and a foul called on the Bulldogs. That'll be foul number three. Team fouls are even. Into the game for New Lisbon, Carter Pfaff. And also Jude Keltner. Ithaca foul is on Wesley Nelson. That's his first. New Lisbon will inbound from the baseline. Looking to bring it in. Pfaff in the corner. Colby drives. Nothing. Gives it back now to the left side. Now Gruel. Gruel driving low. He's cut off. Kicks it back out now to the guards, and they'll start again. Pfaff trying to get inside outside, and a 3 seconds called on New Lisbon. Devin Eim is back into the game. Houston Boland goes out. Boys basketball, Fenimore leading River Valley 22-17 at half. Cashton has defeated Lafarge by a score of 56-14 in girls basketball. Sammy Clary walks it. Gives it right side. Meeting the ball is going to be Berkram. Throws it inside, and it's knocked out by Gruel of New Lisbon. So it goes back the other way for the Bulldogs. They'll set it up. Cody Burns looking. Launches Clary off the screen in the corner. Won't try a three. Drives all the way through. Tries to roll it inside. The ball is kicked by New Lisbon. It goes back to the Bulldogs. Cody Burns will be the inbounder. Cody looking and fires it in. Caught by Clary near the half-court line. Off the screen, drives right side, top of the key. Three, got it. Sammy Clary with his third triple tonight. 64-36, Ithaca. New Lisbon basketball and the Rockets take it across half court. Parents' night here tonight at Ithaca. There's a nice pass inside for New Lisbon. Tough shot by Keltner, no good. Rebound Devin Ime and the Bulldogs. Devin brings it across the half-court line, fires back to Clary. He'll shoot a three on the way. Hard off the back of the iron. The rebound pulled down by Josh Holman of New Lisbon. He runs it across the half-court line down to the baseline. Brings it back to Colby Pfaff and New Lisbon setting up shop. Now Colby, reverse lay-in try off the basket. No good. Rebound Gruel put back up. No good. Rebound is going to be taken and a jump ball called. Nelson ties up with Holman. And there's a foul called on the play. They'll call that on Josh Holman. That's his first. Team's fourth. So Ithaca will make a quick substitution as well. Looks like Casey Pommering is back in. Full court press by the Rockets. Pass comes in play. It's knocked away and out of bounds. Going to be brought back in. Oh, they're going to say that is off of the Bulldogs. Thank you very much. Little popcorn brought up to yours truly. I'll have a bed night snack tonight then. New Lisbon substituting. Siraj Gruel is going out. Keltner is in, and the Rockets put it in play. Ball caught by Carter Pfaff. They'll roll it now to the high post. Turnaround shot now from about 10 feet away. No good by McCraffick. Rebound by Sammy Clary. And the Bulldogs go with it across the half-court line. Near side. Here's a three try. Nothing but net for Ethan Burkram. That's his first basket. 64. Make that 67-36. Ithaca. New Lisbon into the front court. Now setting up shop low. Nothing there. Back it goes to Jude Keltner. Jude throws it to the right side. And yo-yoing the dribble is Holman. Brings it to the left side. Cut off by the Bulldogs. Trying to go back door. Burns tipped it, grabbed it. And the Bulldogs make a stop. Pass comes back to Sammy Clary. Clary off to the near side. Keeps the dribble. And the Bulldogs set up the offense. 10 minutes to go here in the game. Ithaca leading 67-36. Burns, free throw line right. Gives it back to Sammy Clary. Sammy throws it low. Devin Ime goes up. This one won't go. Rebound by Pommering. Casey dribbles out of the lane. Now makes a move, and he's going to be fouled on the play, I believe. Shooting foul. That'll be New Lisbon's fifth foul. And Casey Pommering goes to the free throw line, where he is 1-for-3. This is a foul on Josh Holman. Iowa Grant leading Benton, 56-36. Girls basketball, that's at the half tonight. Free throw is good by Pommering of the Bulldogs. Mount Hora pulling away from Sauk Prairie in boys basketball, 69-56. Middle Point, 48-31 over Cuba City. Broadhead has defeated Potosi in boys basketball. That final score, 53-49, Potosi over Broadhead. Free throw missed, and New Lisbon gets the rebound. Back it goes to Fowler. Fowler on the near side, looks low, nothing there. Now they'll work it to the low post. Turn around Berenson, tough shot, and it goes. Austin Berenson worked hard, got the basket. 68-38. Bulldogs lead, 9:25 to go. Pommering into the front court. Holds the dribble, fires it back now to Ethan Burkram. Burkram with the ball. Now throws it inside to Burns. His shot is no good. There's a rebound by Pommering. Shot won't go, but a foul call. Foul starting to add up. That is the sixth on New Lisbon. We still have over 9 minutes to go here in the game. And going to the line will be Ethan Burkram. Foul number six. So Ithaca will be shooting bonus on the next one. This one is on Jamison Pfaff. That is his third. Free throw is good for Burkram. 4 points tonight. 69-38. One more coming up for Burkram. couple of extra dribbles. This one in the air, and it is no good. Too long, saved inbounds by New Lisbon. And they'll take it back the other way. Knocked away by Pommering in midcourt. Back to Iam, wide open, lays it in, good. Devin Iam makes it 71-38, Bulldogs. New Lisbon pushing it up the sideline. We're going to work it now to McCraffick. Evan, hands off now, top of the circle. Jameson Pfaff, down to the baseline, off the screen. Berenson throws it now near side. Tough shot on the way, on runner on the baseline. No good for Carter Pfaff. Cody Burns with the rebound. Back to Caden Keller. Caden walks it across near side. Burns on the right wing. Setting a screen. Iam throws to Pommering. Between the knees dribble on the left wing. Bulldogs setting some screens. Ball goes to the corner. And Ethan Burkram. Burkram got away from the defender and drives in and lays it in. Good. Ethan Burkram makes it 73-38. Ithaca in the lead. Across the timeline is New Lisbon. Jameson Pfaff throws to Austin Berenson on the right wing, in front of the New Lisbon bench, back to the top of the circle. Carter Pfaff, and knocked away by Burns and out of bounds. Good defense. New Lisbon bringing in a couple of new players. Jude Keltner returns. And Joseph Asbury. Keegan Jones in for the Bulldogs. Wes Nelson and Sammy Clary. Houston Bolin and Caden Keller. Ball comes in play. Rockets send it back door. It's tipped by Bolin and out of bounds. New Lisbon ball again on the out of bounds line. So the Rockets looking to bring it in. They'll slip it in. It's knocked away by the Bulldogs. Picked up by the Rockets. And they'll set up shop here. Joseph Asbury back to Berenson. Berenson on the left side looks low. Nothing there. Back to McCraffick. Throws it inside. Turnaround shot won't stay for Pfaff. And the rebound, Sammy Clary. And the Bulldogs bring it across the timeline. 7.5 to play. Clary with the ball. Stops. Now Bolin meets it here on the near wing. Houston looks. Fires back to Nelson. Top of the circle. Left side, Keegan Jones. Jones off to Caden Keller. Keller now give and go. Jones down low on the baseline. Fires it back out to Bolin. And the Bulldogs set up shop. Top of the circle. Nelson back to the right side. Clary give and go low. Nelson bumps his way in and scores. Wes Nelson with his first basket. 75-38 in favor of the Bulldogs. Across the timeline, Berenson. Berenson, a little light of day, drives, dishes. Turning in from the low post is Keltner. Nothing there. Gives it back to Jameson Pfaff. Now to Joseph Asbury, and the Rockets set it up. 6:40 to play in the ball game tonight. Bulldogs leading 75-38. Low post pass. Tough shot Berenson. No good. Rebound Nelson. Blue collars it. Up ahead to Sammy. Sammy skips it to Bolin. Houston lays it in. It won't go. Rebound by the Rockets. Bolin somehow got a steal. Flips to Keegan Jones. He'll shoot a three on the way. Goal! Keegan Jones with his first basket, and the Bulldogs put it up to 78-38 with 6:11 to go in the ball game. New Lisbon with the ball. Left side, nowhere to wander. They'll fire it off to Asbury. Asbury, top of the key, three, and the Rockets, nope, miss it. Put back up, blocked by Clary. Rebound, Caden Keller and Ithaca. Bulldogs now with a baseball pass to Keegan Jones. Head fake, shot is on the way, and it is good. Jones makes the basket to put it up to 80-38. Timeout is called. 5:43 remaining in the ball game. It's the Bulldogs leading the Rockets here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
New Lisbon with the basketball after the timeout. Continuous clock should run now. Keegan Jones gets the steal. Bulldogs up 80-38. Ethan Burkram with the ball across the half-court line. Fires it over to the left side. Dante Kleinsaucer in the contest as well. Fires it back down to Xavier Sorensen. Back to the baseline, held up there by Jones. Bounce feed back to Kleinsaucer. Now near side, Keller for three, on the way, on the rim, no good. Keegan Jones with a rebound. Jones powers in, tough shot, blocked by Gruel of New Lisbon, and he gets the rebound. Just over 5 minutes remaining, Rockets with a basketball. Near side, Colby Pfaff, he'll drive, he'll shoot, it's on the way, no good. Rebound, Keegan Jones. Jones across the timeline. To the baseline, throws to the right side, three on the way, and good for Dante Kleinsaucer. 83-38, Ithaca. 4:40 remaining. Bulldogs have looked pretty good tonight. Different combinations for Aaron Hipsch. Regularly rotated about eight players here during the first half, but they really have done well, whoever he puts in there. They're working it. Unselfish basketball. There's a foul called on Kleinsaucer. That's the fourth Bulldog foul, and Dante's first. Josh Holman returns along with Evan McCraffick for New Lisbon. And Carter Pfaff, it looks like. Pass comes in play. There's a turnaround three on the way. No good for Carter Pfaff. Rebound put back up, and that is good by Evan McCraffick. He's got 12 points. 83-40, Ithaca. Ball comes across the timeline. Now here is a drive. Tough shot on the way, and it's good for Ethan Burkram. 85-40. Still a lot of time. 3:40 to go. Again, the clock running continuously now. Better than a 40-point lead in the second half after 9 minutes. That's the basketball rule. There's the ball up and stolen by Xander Sorensen. And Xander brings it back the other way. Off to the right side, here is a drive by Ethan Burkram and a jump ball called as New Lisbon ties him up, and the Rockets will get the alternate possession arrow. So New Lisbon getting the pass in play. McCraffick off to the left side. Join us for the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show tonight. We'll also reward our turning point of the game. The run of the game, sponsored by Duncan in Richland Center. That's all up during the postgame show. Colby Pfaff takes a shot. He's fouled on the shot, and he'll go to the free throw line. Shooting foul, that is the fifth on Ithaca. And Colby will take aim. Dante Kleinsaucer picks up his second foul. And the first free throw for the Rockets. Colby Pfaff, Rockets, free throw is no good. He'll get one more. New Lisbon, 2 of 4 from the line tonight. Ithaca bringing back a couple of extra players, like Tyler Steinmetz checking in for Ithaca. And again, Coach Hipsch has rotated him through quite well. I think there might have been a line violation. And was it on New Lisbon? If so, yeah, the free throw will be waved off. 85-40 the score. Ball comes in play, and the Bulldogs will walk it across the timeline. Down to the near side, top of the circle. Kleinsaucer, Steinmetz on the left wing, holds it up. Looking, nowhere to go, fires it inside. Knocked away, picked up by Kleinsaucer. Near side, holding the basketball, and a stop of play, and the ball is going to be lost out of bounds. It will be Ithaca basketball. Makai Tuaula is in for the Bulldogs, getting set for the inbound pass here in just a moment for Ithaca as the clock continues to run down to a minute. Ball comes in play on the near side. They'll throw it off to Kleinsaucer. Top of the circle. Now Sorensen on a drive in the lane. Shot wouldn't stay. Rebound pulled down by Aiden Hare of New Lisbon, and he'll take it back the other way. Fires it left side. There's Joseph Asbury. Asbury to the right side. Gessler throws it low. Turnaround shot is up. Won't stay for Berenson. Picked up by New Lisbon. 33 seconds to go. They're working it to the left side. Rowan Sloan. Sloan, free throw line right. Looks inside. Nothing there. Fires it back now to Aiden Hare. Hare on a drive. Shoots a long two. It is up. No good. Chased down by the Rockets on the near side. Gessler is going to be fouled on the play with about 13 seconds to go. And we'll get a free throw. That'll be the sixth foul on the Bulldogs. And the clock is going to run down on this one, I believe. No free throws. They're going to say it was on the floor, and that is going to do it. No bonus throws. Both teams only with six fouls here in the half. Tonight's final score. This one belongs to the Bulldogs. 85-40. Ithaca gets the win over New Lisbon. The Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show is next from WRCO Sports.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to action here on WRCO Radio. Action just concluded at the friendly confines of Ithaca High School, and the Bulldogs off and running tonight with a big victory, 48-27. It is time for us to reward the turning point of the game, the run of the game, and that certainly goes back to the first half when the Bulldogs established it early on, and 21 from Devenine in the first half tonight leads the way for the Bulldogs as they get out to a 48-27 lead and on to the victory, their eighth of the season. The turning point of the game from Dunkin' Rewards. Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. Make the most of your run to Dunkin'. Join Dunkin' Rewards today to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. Our postgame show continues in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
For reliable service on everything from cars and trucks to farm equipment, Arneson Service and Repair of Rural Hillpoint is the place to go. Equipped with the latest diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they handle it all. Lawnmower repairs, hydraulic hose repairs, welding, tire sales, and light or heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to the repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair at 986-4300 and get back on the road or in the field.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Welcome back to Ithaca. Final score 85-40. The Bulldogs get the victory here tonight over the visiting New Lisbon Rockets. Leading the way for the Bulldogs, junior Devin Iam with a solid 27 points, 15 for Sammy Clary and 11 for Cody Burns. Excellent balance. And then Ethan Berkram and Casey Pomering each have 8 points, 5 for Keegan Jones, 3 for Dante Kleinsaucer, and scoring 2 points, Wesley Nelson. Leading the way for the Rockets tonight, Austin Berenson with 13 points, 12 for Evan McCraffick, and 7 points for Siraj Gruel. 2 points apiece for Sean Fowler, Carter Pfaff, Colby Pfaff, and Jude Keltner. Leading the way for the Bulldogs with a total of 3 three-pointers was Sammy Clary, and Ithaca as a team makes a total of 8 on the game. New Lisbon did not hit one from beyond the arc. They're 2 of 4 from the line, while the Bulldogs shoot 11 of 20. And now the Y-Connect Wireless Phil Nee flip phone for the final time tonight. Fenimore leading River Valley 32-21 in boys basketball in the second half. Iowa Grant defeats Benton 63-41 in girls basketball. Mineral Point 49-42 over Cuba City. That's a boys' final. Also, Darlington 73, Platteville 53. That one a final. Mount Horeb 73-60 over Sauk Prairie in boys' basketball. A final as well. There were some held earlier. I know River Valley and Fenimore girls played earlier this evening. And a big win for the Badger men's basketball team as they take down Rutgers this evening with the victory. So Wisconsin nailing it down tonight for another tough win on the road in the Big Ten. The Phil Nee flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin communities in the greater areas of southwestern Wisconsin. Ithaca improves to 8-3 with the victory here tonight. And they prepare for a conference game against the DeSoto Pirates. And that is happening coming up this very Friday. So big game for Ithaca as they play at DeSoto. And that's a boys and girls doubleheader. The Bulldogs will follow that up with a game at home against Kickapoo next week, which should be a decent ball game. And also for New Lisbon, they will be at home against Bangor coming up on Thursday night for their next action. The Rockets fall to 2-6. Overall, New Lisbon did win the junior varsity game 48-36. Tonight's game engineered by Mr. Fabulous Tim Feed. And Phil Nee saying good night. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back your way with girls basketball tomorrow night on the radio live from Riverdale. Tonight's final, Ithaca gets the win. They get the continuous clock going with 6 minutes, 11 seconds left when they went up 78-38. And they win it 85-40. Over the visiting Rockets. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to Area Boys Basketball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Oakwoodford Farm has a rich history. It was started in the early 1900s by Albert Lewis. The farm sits among the ridges and coulees almost directly east of Richland Center. The soils are fertile and the topography allows cold air to drain from the ridges where trees are planted. Oakwoodford Farm looks forward to serving you with the best quality apples, grapes, cranberries, jellies, jams, bakery goodies, and gifts again this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwoodford Farm.
Oakwoodford Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwoodford Farms, that's the one for family fun.
The Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z. Whether you're looking for someone, someplace, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected. At your fingertips and easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in Southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
I hear my
mama's gypsy lullaby.
From under my hood, and he shook his head and said, "This ain't good. The timing belt's done shrunk one size too small. Those spark plug wires are a little too long, and your main prod spawner's nearly gone. Your injector ports are stripped, and that ain't all. Your torque converter's running low on torque, and that water pump's nearly down a quart. We caught it all in time, so you're in luck." He said, "I've got the time and I've got the parts. Just give me the word and I'm ready to start. I think we can bring her in for $800. But don't be downhearted. I can fix it for you, sonny. It won't take too long. It'll just take money." And he said, "Aren't you that songwriter guy?" And I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "So am I." He sat down and played me a song by the grease rack. When he finished singing, he gave me a smile, and I closed my eyes and pondered a while. And he said, "What do you think? I don't hold nothing back." Well, I gave him my most sorrowful look, and I said, "This song's got a broken hook, and I can order you a new one from Nashville, but it won't be cheap. And I know you've been using a cut-rate thesaurus, cause your adverbs are backed up into your chorus. Now your verse is running on verbs that are way too weak. But don't be downhearted, I can fix it for you, sonny. It won't take too long, it'll just take money." And I said, "Hold on, friend, I'm not through. I hate to be the one to give you this news, but your whole melodic structure's done worked itself loose. It's got so many dotted eighth notes in it, I keep her under 50 beats per minute. I mean, that's just me talking, it's really up to you. And you've got a bad safety problem with that dominant chord with the augmented fifth. Just see how dangerously high it raises you up. So just go on over and work on my car. I'll sit here by the fan, and chances are I can straighten this thing out for $900. But don't be downhearted, I can fix it for you, sonny. It won't take too long." You guessed it. Well, it may be a hit. I like it.
Or two, my friend. Yeah, but one fine day you'll wind up standing at the end. Looking back, you'll laugh at all the miles you've been. Even all the flat tires busted down on the highway, staying in the cheap motels and dreaming about someday when all your the best way that I watch the days go, and they all go.
the bad times look alright with a little distance. And time is a teacher slow to heal. Things get pushed up in your face to teach you how to deal. And sometimes you gotta get way down, but you get to what's real. Even all the flat tires busted down on the highway, staying in the cheap motels and dreaming about someday. Let all your memories wear a smoky halo. That's the best way that I watch the days go. Yeah, even all the flat tires busted down on the highway, staying in the cheap motels and dreaming about someday. When all your memories wear a smoky halo, that's the best way that I watch the days go.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Pentagon signed off on a settlement that'll eliminate any reference to the sexuality of tens of thousands of former military service members.
Five veterans who said they were discharged from the military under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the policy that blocked gay people from military service, sued the Pentagon on behalf of about 30.